Governor Beb Perdue stopped in Charlotte to relay the message that hundreds of jobs are on their way to the city.
This is a big day. This is a big company.
And 738 management jobs is a big number. The Charlotte Chamber says the city hasn't had a headquarters relocation this size for 25 years. But relocations are tricky. Electrolux plans to transfer a lot of employees to Charlotte from offices in seven other cities across the country, including Huntersville. At this point, the company says it's not clear how many will transfer and how many the company will hire within the Charlotte area. Perdue says however the relocation turns out, Charlotte stands to profit.
The good news for Charlotte and this county is the fact that when you bring in this number of people, regardless of whether they're external or internal, you have housing turnover, you have school turnover, you have new demands for services, for restaurants, for entertainment, for culture. You have a new funding base for the private things that are really part and parcel of the success of the Charlotte economy.
To the state, though, all the Electrolux jobs outside the company's Huntersville office are counted as new, even if no one from the Charlotte area is hired. Electrolux will receive up to $25 million in tax breaks if it meets investment and job creation targets. Perdue says she'd like to do away with incentives altogether and create a national prohibition against them. But she says North Carolina needs to stay in the game, with so many states trying to one-up each other. Electrolux North America CEO Kevin Scott joked he's glad the company made its decision before any incentives ban.
I'm happy we got under the wire if that's coming. But you know, we are certainly trying to run a business in a very competitive environment. And, of course, a company of our size, when we announce a move, there is tremendous interest out there.
Electrolux will begin transferring employees from its current headquarters in Augusta, Georgia this summer. About 300 people work there. Troy Post with the Columbia County, Georgia Development Authority says he hopes many workers will choose Augusta over Charlotte.
They kind of add to the creative class of the area, and we definitely would like to try to keep those same individuals involved in this area if we can.
Those looking for jobs in Charlotte likely hope Post gets his wish. For WFAE News, I'm Lisa Miller in Charlotte.